Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Porn Star Confessions. Today I'm super excited. I've got Zen Gokin. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I thank you so much for
So
having
even
me
though
on.
Zen and I, yeah, no, even though you and I haven't met, I've heard so many good things about you from like tons of people.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I'm so honored to hear that. Like I don't feel that. Like I'm just like hiding and like being quiet. So, I'm super happy to hear that. But actually, when you posted on Twitter, like some people like reached out, like, "Oh, you're going to do the interview with you," and then like, "Oh wow," then like, yes, some people reached out to me, and like I'm like, "Wow, like thank you, Jason, having me." So, yeah, I'm so
No.
happy.
I mean, shit, hopefully someday you'll make it to Denver and we can shoot together. So,
Oh yeah, Denver, right? So
correct.
yeah, that's actually it's really easy connection for United. So
Yeah, no, Denver is a hub, so.
I've been there many times actually. So yeah, I'd like to go there, but it was a long time ago. I flew there a lot, but not recently.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, let's start at the beginning. You're
Okay.
from Japan, right?
Yes, I'm originally from Japan.
So, when did you first come to the US?
When I was 29,
Oh, shit.
so like my entire life is like Japan, and even it's like I'm not like going around. Like I was in one prefecture, which is called Hyogo. So it's just like I didn't explore that much in Japan too. I was just in, also I was in rural area. I grew up in suburb. I went to high school in a little rural area, a university, much rural area, and the work was like in the mountain, like almost like dying village. Like
Wow.
yeah, the population is like dying and it's in danger village. So I worked there. So so it's a quite a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what did you go to school for back in Japan?
So back in Japan, I went to school, teacher education. So I went to school specifically to become an elementary school teacher, or middle school, high school teacher. And I kind of took a lot of degrees. So I had elementary school teacher's license, kindergarten teacher's license, middle school, high school music teacher's license, art teacher's license. I took all of them in 4 years. So that was my
Wow. Why did you take so many of them?
the school system is different here and back in Japan. So Japan is like it's not by unit, like the prices. So if you once you get in, you can take as many units as possible. And I kind of like tried my best. Like if it's like it's once I'm there, like I need to like get everything I can. So people don't do that, but I was kind of like, okay, let's do it. I like art, I like music. I also liked PE too, but the PE was a little too much for me, and I kind of gave up to take that license. So
How is the PE too much for you? You're in amazing shape.
well, very much straight community. I don't know. Like it felt like very like I don't know like straight crowd, and like I felt like a little like scared of the crowd. And also, it's a small school. So first, it's not big school. So first grade, you choose your course. And I was in music course. So they, and the PE course, they put the get together. So maybe eight people in the team. So they all go up all the way to fourth grade. So it first grade, they already build the community and it becomes like a family. So, but this, from second grade, you can take the other course. So what, by the time I started to take the PE classes, like they were in the like family, like jumped in, like something like like stranger come into the family, and like I'm like, oh, so it was like a little bit difficult. But art people are like whatever, and like it's it was not like community, like individual, like I like this. We don't like hang out a lot that much, but we're just, we can do whatever and welcome. So that kind of feeling. So art was easy. Well, yeah.
So you're teaching in basically a ghost town. Yes. How old were you at this point?
Right after graduation. So 23 or something, 24. 25. Yeah, 24, I think, until 20, by the age I 29. So I taught in Japan 5 years. Then I moved here 2016, August. So about 6-7 years ago.
And when did you first think about coming to the U.S.?
That is actually, that has been my dream from high school age. Wow. I liked to study English, and also I liked music too. So I was talking to my parents that I want to study abroad music, and they were mad at me. So, and I couldn't make it happen, but according with them, I need to earn money to do what I want to do. So I needed to do what they want me to do until I start to earn money. Uh-huh. So I started earning money as a teacher then. But I kind of felt stuck in there. Like, Japanese culture is like, once you get in the job, you never leave. Like, if you leave, like, it's going to be, like, kind of old school. Like, you're regarded as, like, failure or, like, impatient and cannot continue things. So I kind of had the struggles, but I didn't want to regret not trying. And finally, I decided to do it after 5 years of teaching.
So yeah. How does someone go about moving just from Japan to the U.S.? Like, how did that happen? You just one day bought a plane ticket, or do you have to go through the process? Like,
okay. So one thing is, it's common in Japan, overwork and like people get emotionally sick. I was already emotionally sick with the little childhood thing and everything, but overworked, and I finally like got to the point of like burnout. Everything is like, I need to rethink everything. So I came to that point, and that made me think of like, okay, I need to listen to my heart more. And I went to Tokyo for like searched online, like something like getting a chance to work in the United States, because I was broke, like as a teacher, I didn't have any savings. And a couple of my friends were just coming to New York, studying musical, dancing, working under a table. That's what they did. But like with my, I thought I needed to take a balance, what my parents would be okay with and what I want. So I thought like getting a job to go here, to come here, would be a good balance. So I looked for a job and I got interview and then boom, boom, boom. It was like in 1 month, I found the job in San Jose. So that was like quick. So it was like, I did,
wow.
Yeah, did like that much like effort. Like I just went into like one seminar and like, oh, like we have like this company. Actually, like teaching is really not common, like to get the visa and everything. But after the seminar, seminar, yeah. So like I talked to them. They're saying, teachers are really difficult. We don't have any gig for you. And then after a couple of days, they called me and then like, oh, actually we have one school who wants a teacher. Are you interested in? And then I go, oh, yeah. And yeah. So like, that's how I got the job. Like I took the interview. Then like the school was like, oh yeah, please come to us. And then, but the thing is like, I needed to pay all the lawyer fee and everything. The almost like $6,000. Yeah. To get the visa process. And so that's, I kind of escaped from Japan. Like, okay, like I don't want to miss this opportunity. Like it's not New York or like somewhere like I originally I was dreaming of, but I asked someone like, I don't know anything about San Jose. And and I had like so many American teachers who came to Japan to teach English. So I was friends with them. Because I was a little different. Like I was a little weird person as a Japanese. So
how were you weird?
I mean, I was different from many people. I don't know. Like I had my opinion. Also like I was, Japanese culture is like, you have to be same as other people. That's really like groupism thing. So I was kind of like feeling not quite happy about that. The people who I got along with are artsy people, like the music people in Osaka, and like they are really unique, and I felt comfortable hanging out with them. So I had those friends. And also teachers are usually like really, it has to be this way. so like I'm like, I don't like that. So like hanging out in private, like they're like going to a like school field trip. Like we are going to get together 6 a.m. and like if I like 5 minutes late, like they're gonna be like, oh, we have been waiting 30 minutes. So so like that. And they're like, okay, first we are going to stop by a convenience store to get this food, and then like blah 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 blah, and like we go together to snowboarding, like we all has to go together to go down the hill, and like we all go up there and then we all go down. It's not like, oh, like you are advanced, like okay, let's meet at 3. Like it's not like that. But like if I hang out with like my English teacher friends, like okay, like let's get together 6 a.m. and it turns out to be 8 a.m. and and like I'm sorry, like I was asleep, and like yeah, I was tired too, and like okay, so let's go. And like we kind of like managed to make it there, and like we go there. And I'm like, oh, we don't have this, but whatever, it's okay. And I'm like, but I want to go like go to the harder part, and like they go like, okay, meet me at noon at lunch, and like, but everybody's happy. So it was like more casual, like,
yeah. So Japanese culture is very like uniform as far as like you get in line, you do what you're told, you go along with whatever the narrative is, like all that. And what you're saying is you've always been more of a free thinker. You don't want to go along with what everybody's telling you to do.
Yeah. Free thinker, and also, yeah, like I'm okay with like go with the flow. So, yeah. So, especially like the teachers community is extremely the opposite way, I think. So like I'm a little bit like, like this is not my crowd, but yeah. Okay. But like,
so how?
What?
How do you come up with the $6,000 for the lawyer, though?
Like come up with the? You mean like the budget wise?
Yeah, the money to pay the lawyer.
That one I had a retirement because I quit my job. I worked only 5 years, but still they had maybe $10,000 retirement fee. So, which I have been maybe like saving up. I don't know. Like I paid for them and that one came back. So I could use that money.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was fortunate. Otherwise, like I had to work a lot, but, actually, what I also did is I wanted a little more money. So secretly, like as a elementary school teacher, public worker in Japan, like you must not work, do other job. But like I went to Tokyo and I worked in construction for a week to get a little like one day, $100, $200, like those kind of like good amount. Like carrying like huge board like all day long on the construction site. So that was an interesting experience. So like I kind of like try to get a little more money here and there. Yeah.
You really just went all in coming to the US just okay.
Yeah, like at that time, I had more energy. So, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Like, I had a little more willpower. But if it were to be 10 years earlier, before I start working as a teacher, maybe I just could, like, jump in and then, like, work in a sushi restaurant like my friends did and study something. I could do that, but, like, after working 5 years, like I was like, maybe I need a little income.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you come to the US and what did they hire you to do? What kind of teacher?
That's international school, private school. So elementary school. So they also like me and another teacher were the first ship to who are invited from Japan. So they really needed to know what's the Japanese education because they don't have the Japanese teacher who experienced teaching in Japan recent, like the nowadays education.
Yeah.
So that was my responsibility to like provide the Japanese education ideas. But actually what they also did was like immersion program. So that place had a Japanese immersion, Chinese immersion. So some classes like PE classes needed to be taught in English. So I was in charge of those classes too. So like it was like so many things but like organizing school sports day, like field day, or music event, those kind of things. Yeah, everything. It kind of like brought what it is in Japan.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So that was my job in San Jose. Yeah.
So what was it like, compare being a teacher here versus to Japan? What'd you like more?
So in terms of students, here people are more honest with their feeling. So if they don't like it, like, I don't want to do this. So like, that's like, I have never heard in Japan like that, like maybe first grade I hear, but but they get in trouble like in first grade or kindergarten, like if they say like no, or like by the time like maybe third grade, they know how to pretend they like the activities. So like, they're like, I know what to do. but here, when I was teaching in the school, like, oh, this is so boring, or like so many things like people say. But at the same time, it was nice for me to, the teacher has to be creative and really interesting, providing interesting things for them. So like, teachers has to be like creative to become interesting. And American teachers really have that attitude to like, oh, what would attract those kids? What would be good for them? But sometimes it goes like, is it following the curriculum? So sometimes it goes that way, but like, they have that mindset. But Japanese teachers are more like discipline. You should not say that. So I kind of like was inspired, not kind of like, I was really inspired at that difference. So I kind of like, also like in Japan, teachers were told to be like interesting, but like the discipline part is winning too. So I've been like that, like trying to be interesting, like giving so many like fun activities, not boring things. And it was really nice to see if I could successfully provide those things. Rather than Japanese students, here people are more actively like, oh, this is so interesting, I want to learn more. How about this? Like more questions, boom, boom, boom. But in Japan, it's like, yeah, this is fun. That's it. So like, I felt like people are more honest. So but that means people can learn more actively, not passively. So that's the difference I felt. And I liked it actually.
Mm-hmm. So in Japan, basically what you're saying is, as a kid, your feelings are irrelevant and don't matter.
You need to conceal your feeling a lot. Yeah. Like conceal, like you need to hide and act like you're not upset. So that is really the basic in education in Japan. So they train to be like that.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what's being gay in Japan like?
So, especially like in a rural area, like maybe like it's same as here. It's a little difficult, I think. So for example, I didn't have girlfriend. And the school principal, vice principal, is like, how about, like, when are you getting your girlfriend? When are you getting girlfriend? Like, they ask me those kind of questions, like, here and there. And also the community people, like, oh, I'm going to introduce a girlfriend. No, thank you. But then, like, one time they start saying, oh, like, are you, like, it's really not good way. Like, how dare you, like, maybe, like, please don't say that you like guys. Like, that kind of, like, yeah. So, like, it's it kind of like it, a little suggested, but like really like grossed out way. So like of course I couldn't say like yeah like I like guys and like I like getting fucked. I cannot say that. So like I was like yeah like I just like conceal like kind of like avoid that topic. And society-wise, also in my opinion, like Japanese society is like kind of like wants to avoid the controversial topics or difficult topics. So people kind of like pretend that it's not there. Yeah, it's there, but like they kind of like, we don't see it. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like that kind of thing is very common. So people maybe recognize it, but like maybe we should not ask that. Like let's leave it there. So like that is pretty much. But recently society is like more becoming open, I think. They have gay pride parade thing too, and also partnership thing is becoming like it's not like marriage is not legal, but like some like area start to like oh like we welcome like partnership thing like a little not married but like something progressive. So like it's becoming more recognized, I think.
So if you were walking down the street and holding hands with another guy, how would people?
Well, in terms of that, like holding hands, like public affection is not my, our culture. So even with like straight couples, like it hesitation to like kind of like making out in public or like hugging, it holding hands, like it's a little bit like, like we should not do that. Like, it's that's the culture. Like, it's not in the train. Like, people usually don't do that. So, like, it that was also like a little bit shocking for me too. Like, after I come here, like people are like, wherever. So, and actually, I had that problem too. So, when I was like hanging out like with like but someone who could, I hooked up with like hanging out and like started holding hands and like I'm like oh my God I'm holding hand in public so so like the very beginning part of my life here I had that but now like I don't I welcome like I just kiss or anything like in anywhere like I feel free like so it I got used to it but before I was like very shy and like nervous because it's not Japanese culture
That had to
even
be a massive culture shock.
yeah even we don't hug too hugging
What?
is not our culture
Oh my.
like shaking hands so like, oh, so nice to see you. Like, hug is like, I have never encountered that situation.
Ever? What the?
No,
That's crazy to me.
I think,
Okay,
yeah.
so let's say you're in Japan, right? And you and like your best friend or somebody you've known forever, you haven't seen him in years. You guys see each other at the airport. How do you, like, if you don't hug
It's
each
like,
other, what do you do?
ah, like it's been a while, especially really like us. That's it.
What?
Yeah, like just like oh, so it's been a while. Like pum
But you
pum pum
don't
pum pum.
touch.
Maybe like maybe tapping or
What? That is crazy to me.
So, oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that is.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. I
Well,
mean, I get that. The culture's different. If it's different, it's different.
yeah, but I don't know. Like, I've been away 7 years, so maybe they're changing now. I don't know. I don't know nowadays, but 7 years ago, it was like that. Yeah, like no body touching that much. Yeah. Yeah,
All
so a little like many barriers, like I
Okay.
feel.
So, where do you live now? Still in the same place?
No. I moved out San Jose after a year, and
Okay.
I worked in a Japanese school in LA too. So that was that lasted like maybe 4 years, 3 or 4 years. Also, I at the same time I was like Uber driver, like kind of like some side gig things I did, and I lived in LA 6 years, I think, and my porn journey started about 2 years ago,
That's
like
it?
one and yeah one wait, so it started 2021, November. So this November it's gonna be 2 years.
Okay, so when you moved to LA, you were working at a Japanese school, right? Okay, and I'm
Yes.
assuming teaching English.
Teaching everything like music,
Oh, okay.
English, PE, like Japanese math, everything. Fourth grader, homeroom teacher, kind of like building up the online education system during the COVID. So a lot of things, so many things. Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing that, you're doing Uber and side gigs. Did you ever think about like, hey, I'm going to be a performer one day. Like, had that ever even entered into your brain? Like, how did this whole process unfold?
Yeah, so it's see, like, that's why I'm a little crazy person. Like, so, well, I had that. I have been interested in long time, actually, when I was in Japan too. Like, I'm interested in, but I'm not sure, like, if I can do it. Also, like, I'm shy, I don't have confidence. So I kind of kept like in
Okay.
here. Also, I was wanting to do singing more. So, like, if I were to pursue singing or those things, that maybe it's not porn and those thing is not going well together usually. I don't know, but but I
You
don't
never
know.
know.
Yeah, never know. But so but I was careful. Like I was careful, like with like also like it's stigma in Japan, especially like if you go into porn industry, it's like super stigma back home. Like, oh my God. And like also like the life is kind of like collapsing down or something. I had one porn old porn star friend in Japan. He is still a little harassed on internet, that oh, he's working in this gym. He is working as a swim coach, like in this gym, and like people are like trying to like get to him.
What?
But yeah, but also like it's not, I don't know, like, well, like it's not bad thing. Like he just still have fans, but he doesn't like it. He doesn't also like something like I heard. Yeah, he said that like one time, like someone reached out to his family with mentioning about his porn career. Oh. Yeah, so those kind of thing is, I don't know. There, I think. So like also like I was like kind of scared and everything. But I after I moved to here, I maybe like got used to it because in LA so many people are like, oh, you have OnlyFans. Oh, I have OnlyFans too. Like, oh yeah. So like it's like I felt like OnlyFans thing is like like, do you have this furniture?
I never thought about it like that, but yeah, I mean, it's starting to get to that point.
Yeah, so okay. Like, it became more like normal
mainstream.
Thing. Yeah, mainstream, and like it's not a like wow thing. However, when I talk to my ex-coworker, like one of them said like, oh, no, please, like you must not do that. Like, don't go into the porn. You must not do it. Like, there's one female, like the girl teacher, like who really got along. We worked together and like, she was like, please don't do that. But on the other hand, like she is really Japanese person. Like, I don't speak English that much. But like there are like other teacher like who is fluent in English and like not Japanese person, she is like, oh, that's good, and like now she follows me on Twitter, and like, so it's maybe like depending on the person, but definitely the environment changed like my mindset, the being in LA and also like in hanging out. Getting to know the people in the industry. Also, another big one thing is while I was working teacher, like as a grinder hookup, I agreed to be filmed.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, oh, God. What do you think?
I think as a teacher, that is a catastrophically bad idea.
I know.
It would have been me and I knew you were a teacher, there's no way. Uh-uh. No.
I know, right? But I was lost at that time a little bit too. And like,
how come?
What I really want to do, like I kind of don't want to end my life like this, like working Monday through Saturday, almost 12 hours, and then being poor. It's rewarding, and the connection, the relationship with other coworkers, boss, parents, students, it was like amazingly good, but I'm clumsy, so I couldn't make my own lunch or like cook by myself like if I'm that busy. So I went to Starbucks and then like eat out, and then like all my money was gone, and I couldn't pay the rent when I had to fix a car. So, and like I'm like, am I going to live like this forever? So that was also like a concern. But like, also like I wanted to do music, but how I can do it or those kind of thing. Then I was like, okay, like whatever, like let's do it. And then I agreed to film. Also like that's only like somebody's only fan page. So it's, and like, I don't look good, so like it should be fine. And and then he posted that video on Pornhub. So That's the time. Some and after a while, like somebody reached out to me, who I know, the friend, and like, I think I saw you on Pornhub, and like, I'm like, what? And like, he sent me the link, and I'm like, oh my God, this is that video, and all the comment, people are commenting like, who's the bottom? Here's the bottom Instagram link. So like, yeah, so that's how I started. That was exposure, one, the first exposure. And I, being honest with you, like I flagged the video. Like, oh my God, this is not a plan. Like I you shouldn't be here. But people start to reach out to me and they're like, oh, that was good. And I'm like, it was so good. And like, if I see myself, it's, oh my God, like, ugh, like, oh, I look horrible. And like, who's
We all do it, dude. We all do it.
the. Oh, yeah, really? Like, you do?
Yeah, God.
What?
Oh my God. I'll never
No.
watch my own videos.
No.
Oh yeah. Blah.
Oh, like,
No.
you? Like, if I, like, if I were to be like you, like, I would be like, oh, yes. Like,
Oh my God. No, you think that you would not be trusted. So,
well.
one thing I was curious about, I don't know if you're comfortable saying it because I already know the answer, but when, how much were you making a year when you were teaching?
That was horrible.
Yeah, I already know the answer. I'm saying for the people watching.
Okay. So the San Jose one per month after tax was 2,000. And here, no. The LA one after tax was 3,000 per month. So like, but not 3,000, 3,000. Like sometimes like 280, no, 2,800, like 3,000, 3,100. So you had to survive in those budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was, yeah, so that's why like people start to like not wanting to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and it was a nonprofit organization, so I think like they didn't have the
The
budget.
money.
Okay, so
So basically,
what was
you're
it?
living on like 3 grand a month in California. That's like gotta be on the poverty line.
Yeah, poverty line, but poverty line is really low, I think. So I don't know, like the very, very like fine zone they
Yeah.
go with it. So not to hit the poverty. Also like okay with documents. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean that's not a lot. Especially, yeah, no, that's you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh yeah, so I don't know, like this is maybe too much information, but like so I use my credit card and like I have the 3,000 saved up. I mean saved up, I mean like 3,000 minus. Then like the salary comes in and then like I pay the credit card. So that it, constant repeat of that. So like my bank account had been 0.01 dollar for every time, all the time. So like that, I was like, oh my God, like 0.01 dollar again, 0.0 again.
Okay, I get not wanting to live in that constant state. So,
Yeah. And working Monday through Saturday.
yeah, screw that. Hell no. Okay, so you're going through all that, you're struggling to make ends meet. This video pops up, and then, people start asking about it. Then where do you go from there?
Okay. So, people started to like say well, good things about the video. So I started to think like maybe I should leave it there and see how it goes, where it goes. And I started to feel like, oh, maybe like I don't need to be like perfect, like looking, but people still appreciated the work. So it was like shock therapy for me. So like I look like shit, like for me, and but people are saying like, oh, that was good. So like maybe it's okay. So that's that. Maybe I can just put something out there, and yeah, and actually secretly I filmed different scene with the hoodie on after that. So like I was like, maybe it's okay, but like for my work and everything, and you never know like how far it goes. So so that's why I had foodie, but that one they couldn't specify me,
Because
so
you don't have any tattoos, right?
no,
Okay, all right.
so that's why like it was just there. Then I had to focus on work for a while, so I kind of forgot about it, but I built a little bit of Twitter follower. No, Instagram follower. So then in around summer I start when I started to like have the questioning about my income and everything, also what I want to do, I went to Maui to see as a vacation, but I met someone there, and then like we kind of like filmed small scene, like outdoor like scene, not the full video, short clips. And like I was like, okay, like I'm interested in, maybe I can open up the account and see how it goes. So that was like August or something, 2021, and I open up account, I put the video, my subscription is $0, like free, and I just like genuinely like asked for the tip. Like so like if you were to like the video, perhaps maybe you could tip me. Yeah. So then I got $40 tip.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, somebody tipped me on that like 1 minute video or something, like 1 or 2 minutes video. And I go, well, like I'm pretty sure like they looked at the person who I filmed with. So then like then I posted like a couple more things. I had like a couple more things, so I posted, and then like a little more tip comes in, and like huh. But like this might be a little help for my financial situation. So how about like if I film like the complete scene? So I started to reach out to people. Like I had a Twitter long time ago, but I didn't do anything. I didn't post anything, but I started to post things too, and reach out to people. Then someone agreed to film with me, really like big person, and So that was the official like first video. And so that video was he edited the video and like he showed me like, oh, this is how I do it. And then like he just finished the editing like there, like right after filming. Then, okay, I'm gonna send this to you. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And then I posted that with, for the first time, putting the subscription on. But I was free for maybe August, September, October, 3 months or something. Then I had like 500 people there. So like, how many people will stay? Like if I put the subscription, everybody left, and everybody left. But some people left too. Some people stayed.
Same.
So, and also like start to advertise on Twitter. And it's interesting thing is, and then also like I started to film like a little more, trying to post more and more, learning editing by myself. Then like in 2 months, it became same price as my salary. So yeah, so like I'm like, So November, December, and it's same as my salary now. So that means like, should I focus on this? Or like teaching? And
Yeah.
I concluded on, okay, I want to focus on this because I was not focusing that much. Like I didn't, I want to do like more this kind of editing, like more put effort on editing, but I didn't have time. So let's do this. So I switched completely to filming 2020 January. So that's the kind of like my beginning. So it was like trial for 2 months.
Oh,
Yeah. And
that didn't take long for you to make that decision.
maybe I was like almost there, like almost making up my mind because I was kind of miserable with like how I live. So, but I need, I'm also like anxiety and everything I have. So like I need to like make it sure like if it really goes well, like I kind of like needed to see. And I saw something. So, okay, so like, let's do it. So, fortunate. I was fortunate about that. So, then after that, it was,
Just blew up.
I am, well, like, blow up, yeah. In my opinion, yes. Like I was like shocked. Like, oh my God, this much of money. It's not like big money. Like the people like who is like really, I don't know. Like the people make a lot of money. Like, but it's not that. But I just felt like my work was valued and appreciated. Yeah. So that I can live without being on debt. Yeah, I can pay off the things, the basic things I need to do in my life. So, that was a little like interesting and shocking experience. I put so much effort on each work as a teacher, and they appreciate it as a word. But with this, I put so much effort on each videos, and kind of how to advertise and everything too. And it came back as financial support. So
That's awesome.
yeah, so it's interesting. Like at some point, like I felt like, am I making something like art. Like, yeah, so like I started to feel that way at like after a while, like putting my perfectionist aside on each work. So I really appreciate that this happened to me.
Yeah. So how, like, obviously it's affected your life in like positive ways, like it built up your confidence, you know, gave you more money. Has it negatively impacted your life at all?
So negatively, but to be honest, if I compare myself before doing this and after doing this, maybe I need to say like there's no negative point, because if I stayed in that situation, maybe I would have been like really still miserable, like, and kind of like dreaming of the, oh, like the porn world or something, I don't know. But now I see so many people worked with people, and there is good side and a little like problems and everything. Like I see so many things, but overall, I appreciate I could learn that. And that made me thinking like more focus on what I really want, like what I really value things. So it's like almost like meditation process. So like I kind of like think process, and they gave me this experience, like porn experience, made me like challenges too, but that makes me like more focused on my thoughts and what I really want. The you said bad experience, right? Bad
side? Yeah. Are there any bad sides? Any negatives?
Maybe people think that I'm too... It's not... I don't know. Like, some people, like, relationship-wise, maybe like, oh, maybe I want to date with you, but you do porn. Like, yeah. Yes. But like, that's how we started talking. Because you know that works. So that's why like we started to chat on Instagram. Like, if I were not doing porn, maybe like you didn't find me. So that kind of thing happens too. Like, but I don't want, the person is sometimes like, but I don't want like kind of like many guys fucking you. So like, yeah. Like, but like, this is my work now. So like, if something really magical thing happens, and like, if I decided to leave, I mean, stop doing this and find something new and like change everything, maybe, but, I don't know, like, some people have problem with that. Like, yeah. The status of doing porn. Also, like, maybe that's the thing I experienced. Maybe, like, I missed some opportunity, but...
What?
Opportunity to, like, find something, someone. But it's okay. Like I don't, they try not to stuck in there. Also, maybe another thing is the confidence. I have originally like low self-esteem, but like when you are having like kind of like, no thank you, or something like that kind of thing happens, like, I really don't look good. So like I kind of like cannot help like thinking that way, like yeah. Like I look bad, or maybe like my face is like not like model face. And
the reason I keep rolling my eyes is for a good portion of my life, I could have been accused of having yellow fever. I've dated more Asians than any other ethnicity. So I'm just telling you, from my point of view, you're insanely attractive. Yay. So maybe you should just get like your glasses.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Thank you. But sometimes like it triggers my I don't know, like when some people say like, well, like there are still things like no Asian please, like that kind of thing happens, but it doesn't happen that much, but I kind of sometimes feel it, but I try not to think that way. So and like also like I find so many people like who is not trapped in the racial thinking, like hot is hot, and I'm also like I think like that too, like it's not like race thing, like it's yeah. hot is hot, so that's it.
Yeah, so, yeah. Agreed.
So it's a mental journey I had, like sometimes like, oh, is it the reason I'm being ignored, or like my message is ignored is because of my appearance, or like because I don't have that much big muscle.
You can never appeal to everyone, dude, ever.
Yeah, so
yeah. And like, I'm glad you brought up the race, because like, I feel like race and culture, because a lot of people like to bring up race, but like for me, the reason why I've dated more Asians than any other is not necessarily because of the race. It's that aesthetically, I find them very attractive, but it's also the culture. Culturally, like they're a lot less likely to be materialistic, they're more like disciplined. Do you see what I mean? Just like certain personality traits.
I see. I really appreciate it. You think that way. Yeah, thank you. So that is also it's a culturally different, like so many times. So but like sometimes I feel like I don't know, like I, but maybe it's true, like because I didn't have that concept before I moved here, and I jumped into here and I started to have that thinking. So maybe I had experiences which leads me to like, oh, maybe it's because Asian, because maybe there were some rejection. So maybe that's why. But like, I try not to like think too much. That's also, on the other hand, that's a good thing too. Like happened. I had a little bit of mental journey, but I decided I don't want to stick into that thoughts. And I want to focus on someone who sees like the beauty side of that. that makes sense? Yeah. So, or more personality focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
I mean, personality is always going to trump looks, always, at least for me personally. And like the Asian culture, like that goes into personality. You know, I want someone who's more interested in who I am as a person as opposed to like material possessions or bullshit like that, or someone that's going to be more like family, home oriented. Like a lot of, you see what I mean? Like, and but the thing is, like, you're always going to have haters no matter what. Like, I guarantee you, it doesn't matter who you are. I guarantee you, Dallas Steele, Lance Charger, Rocco Steele, Pierce Paris, Davin Strong. Doesn't matter who it is. I guarantee you, they get hate comments or nasty messages. You know what I mean? You can never appeal to everybody.
So I also learned that too, like with talking to people, and so that's what, like, I didn't want to stuck in that thoughts. So it was a good mental challenge I had. But like well, like, it's easy to go back there, like when I'm trapped, because my personality is like kind of like anxiety-ish. Like I care about things very like sensitively, but sometimes, like, oh, like, because it's Asian, like, don't discriminate Asian, like, or like, I don't want to go over reacting too, because it's not only Asian, and I kind of talked with someone who is white performer, and he said he gets the racial thing too, like, and it's not only Asian thing. So like, I don't want to like to empathize, like to exaggerate that all, just everybody gets it. But yeah, so like I'll just like try to be like neutral, like, okay, this is the way it is, but what I can do to make it better, like, or to get more acceptance or something. I don't know, like, maybe if I build more muscle, like, maybe people will like it more or something. Started, but
Just
I
be you. You're great just the way you are, and your popularity is proof of that.
I see.
Never change who you are to please anybody else.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so that is not for any people, anybody, not for somebody else, like, but for myself. Like, yeah, like I more came to that part. Like, I want to be this. So this is my journey, and it's okay to be like yield on the process. But if I just want to get to where I want to get. And yeah, so yeah, it's a difficult topic to talk about, a little racial thing, and I get so many questions like, what kind of experience you have as an Asian person, and expecting a very like really not like negative experiences too. But actually, not that many. Like, same as other people, like being I don't know, being flaked or everything. Everybody experiences that too. And also, like being ignored, everybody experiences that too. And yeah, like, what mind-blowing experience. Like, when I was stuck in that thoughts, I talked to like someone who is really big, and I filmed with that person, and then he said, yeah, like, when I reach out to like this person, like, I don't film with white guys, or I don't film with like this type of guy or something, like those kind of like really like, oh, Also, he has humongous followers. However, what he was like saying is like somebody asked him like how many subscribers, followers you have, and like if you are lower than this, like I don't, or something like those people, like oh wow. So like so it's it, I thought like maybe like it's easy to victimize, like oh like I got this, I got this, like maybe this is because I'm Asian or something, like it's easy to victimize. But thinking like everything, like seeing things, it's a common thing, and that happens to everybody. And like I'm trying not to like just think that way, and almost like forgetting about the race. So like yeah.
I mean, like everything you mentioned happens to everyone I know. It doesn't matter if they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Arab. It's just that's the industry. But one thing, though, that I was talking with Damian Dragon about, like,
Oh, yes.
I definitely will say that Asians are underrepresented in like mainstream, like studio porn. Because I don't feel like there's
What do
any.
you th what do you think about it?
I don't think there's any.
Okay.
I think that there should be more, for sure. But
Yeah,
that's
it's
just my humble
interesting.
opinion.
It's interesting. Yeah. But I got when I worked with like certain studio, like they were really nice and like oh like we want to have more Asian performers, so I'm like I really was happy about it. Yeah, I but I don't know, but I also hear well, like maybe this should be off camera.
You can tell me after if it should be off camera.
Okay. Well,
But no, the dating thing I want to go back to though, and I don't know what it is, like you're right, it because I mean I had that exact same experience on the dating apps. I know a lot of other performers where they'll meet a guy and they'll know exactly what he does for a living. And he'll be upfront about it and it's fine for like a month or 2 months, and then it becomes a big deal. Then it's like, yeah, no, I'm not okay with your job. I want you to quit. I'd be like, fuck you. Hell no.
Wow. So, like, he was just pretending all the time.
Yeah, I've heard that story so many times.
Okay. Wow. So,
And it's not just in the US. I've got an interview with Amadeus, really handsome black guy in Britain. It's coming out in a few weeks. And even he said he's experienced that over and over and over and over again.
Okay.
Where guys will be okay with it, and then all of a sudden they're not. It's too common.
I see. Like jealous. Is
Yeah, it's like
ruling.
jealousy, it's control, it's the thing is, my humble opinion, if I were you, I would draw a line in the sand, just be like, this is what I do for a living, it's not changing, take it or leave it.
I see. I see. Yeah, I need to be more strong, maybe. Like I'm a little bit still like, like maybe I'm wrong. Like maybe that's how I lived my life like for a long time. So that's why I'm still learning, I think, to be like, no, this is what I do. So like I like, if you want to try, maybe we can try and then, like, see how it goes. And we can discuss about it. So that kind of, like, it became more, I'm not, like, trapped about that, actually. And, like, somebody say, like, oh, you need to find, like, someone who is also a whore. And so, like, somebody gave me that opinion and then, like, advice. And, like, okay, yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah, maybe. Let's never know. So, I'm still learning things, like, how to get interacted with people. Yeah.
I mean, I personally, I'm just telling you, I'm engaged, and we have a monogamous relationship outside of work. I'm just telling you, from my personal experience, you don't have to find someone who is a whore. Like you said, you don't have to have an open relationship. Because the thing is, you don't need to find 20 guys who will accept your job. You just need one. That's it. Just one. I would just be upfront about it from the get-go and just be like, look, this is what I do. I'm not going to stop. Because if you approach it like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe if something else comes up, you're giving them false hope. Don't do that.
I see.
Okay. I would just, this is it. It's not changing. End of story.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much. I have that in me. Yeah.
I hope it works.
Yeah. But... yeah. Like, me too. Like, I don't know. Like, I also, like, I'm super careful many times. Like, oh, maybe, like, I should not rush and everything. So, like, I kind of, like, really go slow. So, when it comes to the point of, like, oh, like, maybe there's a possibility, like, I start to feel, like, really careful. So, maybe I should just, like, okay, let's try. Like, I should more, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being careful and going slow. Remember this. If something's important, people will wait.
Oh, I see.
So if you really matter to them, if they really, really like you, and they're just like, then you're an absolutely amazing guy, they don't have a problem with it. If they're the right person.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll keep that in mind too.
So you were mentioning the HIV meds before we started. What's the story with all that?
The HIV meds in Japan is really behind. So, yes. And it's stigma here too, depending on the area or depending on the people's background, but it's really, really a stigma in Japan. And also the medical system is you cannot get the medication until you go really close to sick.
Wow.
So that is really problematic. And also people, the tendency I saw there is people try not to take the test because they don't want to know the result. And then when they get to the point of extremely sick and need to be hospitalized, then they figure out and like, oh yeah, I had it. And I finally admit it. And by the time they could get treated. But in my case, I know who. It was intentional and everything. And I figured out a week after. And That's why I couldn't get the medication because of the system. And you need to be close to sick. Maybe telling the detail, you need to take the 3 months apart blood test, and you need to your CD4 needs to go lower than 400 or 500 or something, two times. Then you can get it. So that's the system. So if I were to be going back to Japan now, I need to stop the medication and bring that bad. Then I can get the medication. So it's the whole different world.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
And I checked with like one organization in Japan. I kind of like sneak into the their event, like online meeting event, and I kind of ask like, what's the system now? And then it was still like that. So I was like shocked. And like, wait, is it still like that? And I like they're like, yeah, unfortunately, like the government doesn't want to change it. Like you need to get the handicapped license and also something like the financial support thing. But these two are required to get medication.
Jeez.
So, yeah. So like basically like I needed to be stay positive, detectable for a long time. Yeah. And like but this country's regulation, like the common sense is when you have it, treat like that's the norm. So I learned that from the social worker here, and like I could like right I could treat it right away. So that's why I'm helped actually. And now even the shot one, the Cabenuva thing is also really good. So I really appreciate that. But like the Japanese Japan has really like nice things, like beautiful things, like clean environment and food is good, cheap, people are nice, but there are many, many problems like relating to those things. So yeah, it's surprising.
That's just insane that you can have a country that's that advanced and, like top tier on so many levels that is so backwards on other things. Like that's just insane to me.
But I'm from there, so like I'm like so like
This
I'm
is
like
just normal to you.
yeah, it was normal, like that was my norm. And also like 7 years ago, 7 years ago, is it prep is how many years it's is it running, is it around in this country?
A long time.
Long time. So 7 years ago, 6 years ago in Japan, nobody knew about prep. There was no prep. And then like after I come to this country, what is prep? So like I didn't know. And now, recently, very recently, like last year, well, this year maybe, I started to see like Japanese videos and like kind of like ads starting to say like prep, take prep. Prep is the good thing to prevent HIV. And they start to know prep very recently, but there are still that's what I heard, like stigma that like taking medicine and it prevents that, like it's dangerous. So like let's go with like you should use the condom, and so that's still like many people's mindset. That's what I heard. But on the other hand, like so many people are progressive about or more open-minded towards that, and then like I heard like many people are starting taking the PrEP, but still catching up.
Yeah,
and it's starting this year or last year
finally.
Yeah, so it's finally thing. So it's wow. Really interesting, the difference.
That's just like all the differences you've mentioned are just like, you know, because it's normal to you, but like so many things you've mentioned, I'm just like, what? It just sounds so crazy. Like I can't imagine like seeing someone for the first time and not running up and hugging them. Like that just, I don't know. Like I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's island culture. I don't know. It's like unique developing process. I don't know, but but the medication thing, it should not be that way. So yeah. So I was like, what is wrong with this? I recently talked with Japanese, the porn star in Japan, and go-go dancer, who is big in Japan. We have conversation, and what he said is like, it's still stigma for people seeing people having sex without condom. So so still people are kind of like sticking to the condom thing. So it's interesting, like
No, it makes sense, though, you know, because if you're used to something for so long, like, people don't change very easily.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because, like you said, even when you were young, you definitely had, like, a more, fuck this line, I'm going to go do my own thing personality. One thing I was curious about, because at several points you mentioned, like, what I really want, like, what do you really want? Like, where are you trying to get to? What's missing that you don't have yet?
So, it's going to be a little deeper.
Okay.
I don't know. But, I think, I'm still figuring out actually, but I like what I do now, actually. I had really journey, like, for a couple of months. Like, am I really fit in the people, this industry? I had so many thoughts. But I recently started to, like, try not to stuck in that thoughts. I just appreciate the things I'm doing now. And achieve what I want to look or what I want to be. With teaching, I couldn't do that. I didn't get a chance to focus on myself. So I kind of feel like I started to focus on myself, like what I want to do and everything about 2 years ago, finally. So still like lots of things to process and lots of things to learn who I really am and everything. So it's still keep going, but one thing is I'm gonna keep doing this, like the making porn and editing videos, that trying to get more studio works, changing my physique to what I want to be, more fitness side. So that's what I want to do for now. And ideally, I want to find someone too, but I'm not, I'm not rushing. That's also like an option too. Like, I just like, let's focus on myself, like focus on what I need to do, what I can do. And let's find, if someone comes along, like that will be a, happy thing. But long time ago, my really main passion was singing, actually. So, and interestingly, after I started porn, now I have a little more time and flexibility. So I've been able to help my friend's music project in New York. Or some here and there. So I'm singing more than before. Before, I as a teacher, I used to be in a gay men's chorus member too. Gay men's chorus of Los Angeles.
Oh, chorus, okay.
Yeah, so I was singing too. But now, like, I'm also, like, having the singing opportunity somehow. But as I do it more and more, I figured it's a hobby. So I figured out that too. I thought maybe, like, do I want to do it as a passion to make it career? But I kind of concluded this should be a hobby for me. So I figured it out already.
Why? Have you started like a TikTok? Thing on there? That could blow up, dude. You could go viral overnight.
Well, like I kind of tried here and there, like, you know, posting things on YouTube. I don't know, like, people can sing. So you have to be like really outstanding, or just like keep doing. So like, so that was I was thinking too. If I really like it, I keep doing no matter what. But I more keep doing video making. So I kind of like focus on myself and like taking balance and music. Yeah. And the creating videos, the porn videos. This is winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, obviously, like, it's what's paying the bills.
Yeah. Also, like, I like this. So then maybe singing. So I find myself. I used to be like, really, like, singing is the number one thing. Like, but I find myself like, this is winning now. And singing is kind of like sub. I don't need to be like, not greedy about, like, I want to get fame with singing. Also, like, in porn too, like, I'm not that like, oh, I want to be famous, I want to be popular. Like, I'm not like, I just do what I can do. But at some point, like, I feel like I need to find like something I'm also like, want to get money, besides porn stream. So that's I'm still kind of like figuring out, like, is it going to be, something like training or massage? Like, I don't know, but, but I can try things out, like figure it out. But one thing I figured is something like creating things is really, I really appreciate. So, that should be like something I can focus on myself. So like maybe designing those kind of thing is kind of my fits my personality. Yeah.
I think that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you can still do the singing thing. Just post a few videos a week on TikTok.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like what all the kids are into nowadays. I would just post singing videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
And you never know. The right person could see it and be like, oh my God, dude, we want to sign you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I actually recently, I'm more trying to like, I need to put effort on TikTok, those kind of like different side thing. So I make all my website for my porn. And then like, there's a singing part. Like if you are interested in, there's a singing part. And like that one has not updated for a long time. And so, yeah. So like, I'm like, I need to do this more, or something like I can do. I was like kind of thinking like maybe I can make like teaching Japanese writing or something, those kind of like something besides porn could be the new thing I can try now. That's what I thought.
You have the time, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll never know if you don't try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So one thing you keep mentioning is like your physique. Mm-hmm. If you could snap your fingers right now and have anyone's physique, who would it be?
So, you know, the Bara cartoon. Bara? People call it Bara. Like the Japanese cartoon character. Uh-huh. Very like beefy muscle characters. If you search Jiraiya or like Tagame, gay cartoon, J-I-R-A-I-Y-A, Jiraiya, and gay cartoon, if you search that, I think it shows up.
So that's the physique you would want.
Yeah, like real like muscle. Like, but like it's not like the builder muscle. It's like meaty side.
So there's not like a famous bodybuilder or something you could
like okay. This.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh. But like I need to eat more. So that's a problem now. Like traveling and bottoming and eating.
Yeah, those don't mix.
Yeah. So like now I'm thinking like maybe I should like just like stop for a while. And like hide for a month or something.
Okay.
No
bottoming. After this is over, I'll give you a recipe for my breakfast every morning.
Oh yeah?
It'll help you put on size.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
It's like life changing.
Okay. That I need to know that.
Thank you. Okay, so you'd like to be that big and basically, it just sounds like you just want to pursue your creative talents and whatever pops into your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm also like, it's new. It's still new for me. I don't know. But like before, like teaching, I could be successful, but I was extremely stressed out. So that's why like I needed to be on medication, depression medication, to keep myself going. But now I don't need it. And I my focus pattern is when I focus, like I can go like hours, like boom. So I hated my personality, like my like that side of me. Like I forget about time. I can keep focusing, but editing, it works well. Like I can just like boom, make things done. And then like I can do a couple other things. So I try to find a way, like I can make that personality as a stronger factor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, and I ironic thing is like that's a thing like I was teaching it in a school. Like you need to like make your like personality as a strong like factor and find it something like it makes you stronger with the with that thing. And I didn't do that for myself.
I think a lot of teachers do that, though, to be fair. Where it's like they're teaching their students, but at the same time, they're trying to convince themselves.
Yes. And like what I'm doing.
Yes.
Am I doing the same thing? Like maybe you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
But
So, where would you wait? How old are you
land.
now?
So that's also the problem. Like I'm 36.
You're a baby, dude.
Okay, yeah, so I really am happy. So that's why I cannot go back to Japan too. Like 36 is back home, like it's like you have to be like having like in a higher position in the work and like having house and fam, well, like if you straight in a family, but like it's kind of like too much, like you should be this way.
Yeah.
But here, like people are like, oh, like you can decide like after 40 or something, like it's like, oh, okay, I can live like that. So so that's that makes me like a little more, yeah, happier. And actually it's good. It's mentally good. And that's why we kill ourselves a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like the higher suicide rate is like
Exactly.
the thing back home. So many pressures and so many society is like pressure, made out of pressure.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's what like, I'm trying to like take it slow and kind of dealing with my depression or old like old traumas and listen to myself more and what I want to do. I'm still figuring out, but I want to try, like it's middle of nowhere, but like I like traveling and everything too. So I wanted to like in the future maybe I want to try like the flight attendant, like those occupations too. Like I if the age doesn't matter. Yeah,
Yeah.
if they are okay with like a little older
Oh
person
yeah,
applying.
no, you could easily go be a flight attendant.
Okay. Yeah.
Easily.
Okay. Yeah. But I think like you need the like green card or citizenship, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so that's the thing, like I'm still working on it. So maybe like after that I can try that possibility too, but at the same time not limiting to that. Like maybe I can do things like kind of search for things like what I want to do. Also, like singing thing too. Like it's funny, but like the singing thing is coming. Like I keep having the gigs, thanks to my friend. So I just like keep do that too. I keep doing that too, and also like I don't want to slow down this the video creation too. Yeah.
Well, you're definitely keeping yourself busy.
Yes.
Like yeah. Very busy. Last question I had was, okay. You had, well, first Scott had, but mentioned something about being a little burned out. I'm curious.
Okay.
I think most creators do at some point. I'm just wondering what your story is in that regard.
Like burning out as a creator, right?
Yeah.
Number one, burnout is because that's also my personality. One thing is I edit too much, so editing takes forever. But I cannot say okay, let's do it. Like just like okay, 30 minutes, just one camera. I don't do like I just put it there. Like I cannot do that. So like I really need to go through the footage, and then like I really need to select the right thing. Also think about the attention span, or like which is the best angle and everything. Also I don't want like the on the big screen like the quarter of the screen something is going on. Like I don't I kind of have my vision of I want to make it this way. So that is troubling me to like, okay, like I'm gonna fix this. I need to do this. Like, so like it's endless. But once the work is there, like I'm like, yes, I did it. But and people appreciate it. So I'm really happy about it. But sometimes it's overwhelming. Like every 5 days I'm making new putting up new contents. So 5 days is like the thing I need to finish the editing. 5 days, 5 days, 5 days. And never ending. There's no rest. And also, like if you're traveling and like on the flight, I cannot edit on the flight. So yeah, but so sometimes I need to really find a time. So like that's a little struggle. Also, place to live. I want to like find like a nicer, like quieter place to live. Not constantly traveling. So that's also like a little bit of too much traveling is burnout point too. And the communication with people, sometimes it's a little bit energy draining. Like the business, like contacting to people, like reaching
out to people. Oh, trying to arrange shoots. Okay, yeah.
Arranging the shoots and also like not to go over budget, like the hotels and those places, like choose the right place, but not the really not good hotels or something like it. Like too dark, or like there's a like slit on the door and like you can hear everything from outside and maybe they'll hear everything. So so those kind of thing is but there was one time like I had a noise complaint. Noise complaint.
Yeah
How we figured out was also interesting. Like somebody commented on our video, on my me and another person's video, somebody commented, "Oh, that was you." And like
Oh.
we were like, "Wait, what?" And like I'm the guy like who dealt with the noise complaint, like when this guy was staying in the hotel. So I'm like, okay. So I even didn't know, but we figured it out later.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, like that was a different story, but what was the story again? I'm sorry.
You're talking about the noise complaint.
Like before, what was that? The noise complaint.
You're talking about like you don't want to stay in a crappy hotel because there could be like light coming in or whatever.
Yeah. So managing everything by myself is overwhelming too. And so no wonder like people ask people to pay to do all the posting, those things. It's also a lot of work too. The platforms are increasing. Like it used to be only one, but now like OnlyFans, Jasper fans, and then like for my fans, like the Rofa Club and everything. Also advertising on Twitter, Instagram, and now like the TikTok, I should do it, but like I can't, I'm not doing anything. So like it's like bunch of things.
Yep.
Yeah. So like handling everything is a lot of work. And
Yeah.
yeah. And also like my website thing, I kind of like make the little stories or like a little like mumbling blog thing for each scenes. And I make it as a website. And that also is a additional work too.
Yep. For any of you watching thinking that this is easy money, listen to what he's saying, because I go through the same BS and it is more time consuming than you can imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's endless. Like, what is the possibility? Like, what could it be like better if you like think more? Like, it's also like I don't want to be like just hey, you subscribed with this amount and like just like do whatever. Like, I want to take care of the people who subscribe too. So like send a message, like something like special thing, like if something trouble happens with OnlyFans, like some video took being taken down, and I promise like six videos a month. When that happens, like I want to like make additional video on for that month. And it like it ends up like more than six videos usually, but
I would back it down to one a week. I think one a week is like the industry standard.
yeah, right?
I think you're going above and beyond. I think 4 a month is good.
But it used to be every like two a week. It used to be.
Oh my, no, hell no.
Yeah, and I was editing, so like I was almost editing everything. So I was like, hell no, like this is like I am going crazy. So I decreased the Monday, no, Tuesday, every other Tuesday and every Friday. But that was also like still a lot of work. Also, I felt sad about the posts I post on Tuesday. Like it only lasts a couple days. Like
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday new thing comes. So like only 2 days, and like I like this too. So like I want to.
Just go to every Friday, dude. You'll be good.
Okay. Yeah. So like the conclusion I had is like six. And now I don't have set day. Because I kind of like figured out like they don't care about like they just like check the on their timing and like
Yeah.
oh the new thing is there, new thing is not there. So I'm posting every 5 days now. So now that's what I'm doing. So it turns out to be like six times 5 days, and then 30 days. So about 6 videos a month.
I couldn't keep up that. No, that's too many.
Yeah, so doing everything by myself is like, that's overwhelming part too. And also kind of like pressure too. I need to look better. Like I need to like, am I looking okay? Like those kind of like pressure. I have it. So, so that's also like, and like, I'm not seeing like, oh, I'm constantly like working, traveling, and then I'm not able to focus on eating much. Then I kind of like, oh, like, what can I do? Like, it's kind of like stuck in there. So that's the little burnout, like, yeah. I had, and like this is a lot of work, and also like emotionally, sometimes it's draining too. Like, depending on the communication, how the communication goes, but sometimes it's difficult to manage the schedule with certain people, like certain crowds. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. I know exactly the type you're talking about.
Yeah. So like when that happens, I'm like, like, please, be more responsible, or like respectful each other with the time and how to communicate. But
agreed.
But also, like, I know, like, it's a while, like, some people just set the date and everything, and then, like, just, like, boom. So that when that happens, like, it's like, oh, like, sometimes it's energy draining, especially, I don't know, as a bottom, like, like, I kind of like really care about eating what I eat, and also like prepare like hours ahead and everything. So it's not like just happening now.
Yep, okay, I get it. I'm right at the bottom.
Like it's not like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely know what you mean. It's like you said, it's a ton of work. It's more work than I ever imagined it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I love what I do, and I'm very fortunate and lucky to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So when I stuck in that mindset, I try to remember how I worked before as a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, comparing to that, this is nothing.
No, it's true. Yeah. So for anyone watching, where can they find all your content, everything? Social media, singing, all that stuff.
Okay, so I have my website with like just like zengoken.com. I should remember that like really for sure. Yeah, zengoken.com, nothing period or anything, zengoken.com. And you can find all the my organized things. So like it has the OnlyFans link and Just for Fans link, everything, the links to all the social platforms and the platforms, the paid platforms too. Okay. Also, it has a little like link to the singing YouTube link. If you go into that part, you can find that too. And the Instagram, I've been on the Instagram journey.
already know what you're gonna say, but go ahead.
Yeah, like I don't post like crazy thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like somebody reported or anything. I don't know. But anyways, I have third account. So that one is like Zen Periodic Gouken. So that's my new account. Well, but the Twitter other thing is usually Zen _ Gouken. And you can find it mostly like OnlyFans, Jasper fans, Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. But the Instagram is, I appealed and then they said, oh, it was a mistake. And then like they put it back. And after 30 minutes, it got disabled again. And like I appealed again. And like, I thought that was a mistake. And then like, oh, that was a mistake. And then like, it got back again. And after a day, it got disabled. So I'm like, what's going on with this? And like they finally stopped replying to my appeal. So like okay, at this point I need to give up. So I just gave up and I started a new one again.
Wow.
Well, everybody's struggling with that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've heard that story more times than I can count.
Okay. Wow.
That, yeah, no, that happens to way too many people. Mm-hmm. So, if you're watching, go follow Zen on Instagram so he can get his followers back up out of the
toilet. Thank you. Yeah.
And I will leave Zen's, all my links, link tree, whatever it is, down below in the comments. Zen, don't go anywhere. If you're interested in finding my stuff, it's just at Masculine Jason on every single platform. And I hope you all have an absolutely amazing week. Hey guys, just want to say thank you for watching this video. And if you did really enjoy it, I just want to mention there are two ways that you can help to support this channel. On the right side, there are three little dots. If you click those, there is a super thanks button. And on the left-hand side, there is a join button where you can join this channel. There are three different tiers of memberships. The top tier does actually allow one-on-one messaging with me via Discord, and I personally answer that. It is not a service. That's just, you know, both of those are ways that you can help support me as a content creator in this channel. I mention this because YouTube is by far the thing that I enjoy doing the most. It's the thing I'm most passionate about. And unfortunately, a lot of the sexual videos, the porn star confessions, the Dom sub, all that stuff, it is not monetized due to the nature of the videos. But either way, thank you so much for taking the time to watch this. I hope you guys all have an absolutely amazing week. I love you all.